What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Cults, Hidden Killers Investigates. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
India Oxenberg was 19 years old. She dropped out of college. She wanted to start a catering company, but knew she didn't have the business skills to quite make that work. Her mother, Catherine Oxenberg, the actress from Dynasty, if you remember Dynasty, took her to a seminar run by an organization called Nexium through a program called Executive Success Programs. Sounds okay. You know, there's programs like that out there. India sat in that room and felt like she'd found exactly what she'd been looking for. The skills she was missing, the structure that she needed, the confidence she wanted. She signed up on the spot. 7 years later, she'd been marked with another person's initials on her body and surrendered material that could destroy her life, and had lost the ability to see that anything about her situation was wrong. You know, just like all those executive training programs out there, they all do that. Wait, no, they don't. She later described the experience as being like a boiling frog. Something we hear from many people when they get into situations like this with cults like Nexium. The temperature rises so slowly, but you don't realize it before you're being cooked. India Oxenberg was not stupid. She was not weak. She was targeted by a system that was specifically designed to do exactly what it did to her. And she is far from the only one. This is episode 2 of our 4-part series on Nexium and Keith Raniere here in our cults series. Welcome. We'd love to get your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube. If you're digging deeper into this, or maybe it's the first time you're learning about the joys of Nexium. Oh, it's fun. It's a fun one. It's disturbing to me, because it seems like this really is one that could happen to almost anyone in any sort of setting. I mean, if you really watched this case and where they were operating out of, just like regular office buildings and things. I mean, it looks on the surface, and in the first chapters of Nexium, if you will, as so many of these groups like this offer, they do offer legitimate self-help. They do offer legitimate techniques and things of that nature that are healthy, that are good, self-reflective in some ways. And then it slowly other things start being dripped into that water. That's so refreshing. That's making you see yourself in ways you've never seen before. And before you know it, you're drinking a big old glass of bleach. Mmm, this tastes like lemon scent. Or it's the frog in the boiling water. Or it's a slow build. It is. It's something that is insidious. It is pretty much what it is. It is insidious. In the last episode, we covered what Nexium was and what federal prosecutors proved it had been all along. The structure, the secret inner circle, the charges, the conviction. Now we're going to go somewhere more uncomfortable. We're going to go inside the recruitment. How Keith Raniere got people through the door. And, I mean, take this as more than just a cautionary tale, because Nexium's done. Raniere's away forever, most likely. Threat erased, right? No, there's plenty of other groups out there that use these exact same tactics. Raniere's use of these tactics was not the first time these tactics were used to persuade people to become a part of the group. And becoming part of the group meant more like joining a cult and losing all autonomy as they branded their initials into their private parts. I know. It's quite a story. Let's go into this. And again, your thoughts in the comment section as we work our way through all of this. Be sure to hit subscribe. So how did he keep them there? He got them through the door. How do you keep them there then? And why the kind of person that Raniere targeted, successful, ambitious, searching for something more, was exactly the kind of person most vulnerable to what he was offering. To understand how Nexium recruited, you have to start before Nexium existed. In the early 1990s, Keith Raniere, and this is what makes it so freaking bizarre. Nexium wasn't even Nexium. Keith started with a company called Consumers Byline. So it literally starts as a shitty multi-level marketing operation that sold discounted consumer goods. The New York Attorney General's office investigated it as an illegal pyramid scheme. In 1996, it was shut down in a settlement. Raniere admitted no wrongdoing, but he learned something from the experience that would shape everything he built afterward. The product doesn't matter. The structure matters. The relationship between the person doing the recruiting and the person being recruited matters. If you control the structure, if you design the system so that the act of joining deepens the commitment and the act of committing makes leaving feel impossible. You don't need a good product. You just need good framework. And in 1998, that is exactly what he built. So Nexium comes out of a pyramid scheme for shitty mail order goods. Consumer Byline took that structure, like made a religion out of it. He partnered with Nancy Salzman, a nurse who had studied neuro-linguistic programming, a set of techniques focused on how language and behavioral patterns influence the way people think and feel. Salzman brought therapeutic credibility to the project. She understood how people process emotion, how they form beliefs about themselves, and how those beliefs can be reshaped through carefully structured conversations. Raniere brought the architecture. Together, they created executive success programs, which would become the core of Nexium. The courses looked on the surface like what any ambitious professional might pay for: multi-day intensives, group exercises, one-on-one coaching. The language was borrowed from established self-help self-help and psychological traditions. The facilitators were articulate and confident. The other participants were impressive, accomplished people who had already invested and who spoke about the experience with genuine conviction. If you were a 19-year-old looking for direction, or a 35-year-old entrepreneur looking for an edge, or a wealthy heiress looking for a purpose, the room felt legitimate. It felt like an investment in oneself. And that, you know, at its core, when it's not a cult, is a good thing, right? So you think you're going into doing a good thing. And the pricing was part of the design. These courses cost thousands of dollars per session. The price tag wasn't incidental. It was a psychological lever. When you pay a significant amount of money for something, you become invested in believing it was worth it. That's a well-documented cognitive pattern. Take a look at Scientology. It's the sunken cost. The more you spent, the harder it is to walk away, because walking away means admitting to yourself that you've made a bad decision. And NXIVM didn't just charge you once. The courses were designed as a progression, a ladder, if you will. Each one led to the next. Each one cost more. Each one told you that the discomfort you were feeling, the doubt, the confusion, the sense that something wasn't quite right, was actually evidence that you were growing, that your issues were surfacing, that you needed the next course to work through. And you need to work through them. That's the mechanism that made NXIVM so effective at retaining members. And it's worth pausing on, because it's the key to everything that followed. The system Ranieri and Salzman built took every natural impulse a person might have to question what was happening and reframed it as proof that the system was working. If you felt uncomfortable, that was growth. If you doubted the methods, that was a limiting belief, a psychological barrier. You hadn't yet overcome. If you want to leave, that was fear. Every exit ramp was relabeled and a sign that you should stay. And the people telling you this were strangers. They weren't strangers. They were people that you'd built relationships with inside the organizations, people you trusted, people who had been through the same process and were further along with you were. So they could give you some insight. It's okay. Just keep pushing through. You'll get there. I mean, it all seems encouraging. It seems supportive. It seems lovely. Here's another detail about NXIVM you don't get to hear about much. And it tells you everything about what the organization actually was underneath the branding. Therapists were reportedly not welcome. People with professional training and recognizing coercive influence techniques, the exact people who might have walked into the room and said, "Wait a second here, I know what this is," or the people Ranieri apparently did not want anywhere near his organization. I wonder why. If NXIVM were a legitimate self-improvement program, you'd think licensed therapists would be assets. They would enhance the curriculum. They'd lend credibility. In NXIVM, they were threats because they would have recognized the techniques being used. They would have seen the reframing of doubt as weakness, and they would have identified the isolation strategies, the escalation of confinement, the deliberate erosion of independent judgment. That single policy tells you more about the intent behind NXIVM's design than really any court filing ever will. And it wasn't just that therapists were excluded. The language used inside NXIVM actively undermined the frameworks therapists used to help people. I know, you're like, what's going on here? I thought this was therapeutic and helpful. Oh, in there, it's a bastardized version of it. Just like religion can be, just like anything can be. Take something that could be good, that has been used for good, and redefine pieces of it, change meanings of words, or just change words altogether, and you get something completely different while people don't notice. Again, frog in the boiling water. Standard therapeutic concepts, boundaries, self-care, the validity of negative emotions, those were recast as symptoms of weakness or limitation. If you said you needed space, that was avoidance. If you said someone made you uncomfortable, well, that was an issue to be processed through more coursework, not a signal to step back. The entire vocabulary of healthy self-awareness was systematically inverted. Members didn't just lose the ability to recognize manipulation. They were given a replacement language that made manipulation look like enlightenment. By the time someone had been inside the system for 2 or 3 years, the words they used to describe their own experience had been so thoroughly rewritten that an outside perspective barely had a foothold anymore. The recruitment wasn't random either. Ranieri specifically targeted people with resources, influence, or public profiles. When Claire and Sarah Bruffman, the heiress to the Seagram's liquor fortune, became committed members and began funding the organization with what would eventually amount to over $100 million, they didn't just bring money, they brought legitimacy. Their presence told every prospective member, if the daughters of a billionaire believe this, it must be real. When Allison Mack, a recognizable television actress, became a central recruiter, she brought the same validation, social proof. At enormous scale, every high-profile member was a walking advertisement that NXIVM was not a fringe operation. It was a place where serious, intelligent, wealthy people invested serious resources because the results were genuine. That's what it looked like from the outside. And once you were inside, the escalation was so gradual, it was almost invisible. Nobody walked in the door one day and was asked to surrender compromising material. You walked in, you took a class, you took another class, then you started recruiting others, which deepened your own investment because now your identity was tied to the organization's success. You weren't just a student anymore. You were an advocate. Then you rose in the SASH hierarchy, which gave you status and community and a sense of belonging that felt earned. Then someone you trusted, someone who had been through the exact same progression you had, invited you into something more exclusive, more intimate, more secret. Each step felt like a free choice. Each step feels like recognition of how far you'd come. Each step made the next one easier to accept because you'd already said yes to everything that came before it. The sunk cost by that point wasn't just financial, it was social and it was psychological. Your closest friends were inside NXIVM. The language you used to describe your own emotions had been rewritten in NXIVM's vocabulary. The way you process doubt had been fundamentally altered by years of being told that doubt is weakness. Leaving didn't just mean walking away from a group. It meant admitting that the person you'd become over years of coursework, the sash you'd earned, the status you'd built, the friendships you'd forged, the version of yourself you'd constructed was built on something that wasn't what you'd been told. And most people will do almost anything to avoid that realization. It's not a character flaw. It's how human beings are wired. And Keith Ranieri understood that. He designed for it. Every layer of the system was built to exploit exactly that vulnerability. And by the time the deepest levels of the organization existed, the women entering them had been inside NXIVM's psychological framework for years. But we covered in that last episode, the collateral, the branding, the control, none of that arrived as a cold demand from a stranger. It arrived as an invitation from a trusted friend, framed as an act of commitment, of courage, of sisterhood. The women accepting that invitation had spent years having their judgment reshaped by the very system that was now asking them to surrender their leverage. What looked from the outside like an obvious warning sign felt from the inside like the next natural step in a journey they'd been on for a long time. That's not gullibility. That's not weakness. That's the result of deliberate, calculated processes specifically designed to produce exactly that outcome. Keith Ranieri is now serving 120 years in a federal penitentiary. Every co-defendant either cooperated against him or served their time. The organization is dissolved. The campus has been sold. The documentaries have aired. The evidence is public record. The conviction was upheld on appeal. And despite all that, despite everything that has been proven in court and testified to under oath, a small network of loyalists, including Ranieri's partner, Nikki Klein, still actively campaigns for his release. They still maintain he was framed. They still defend the organization that federal prosecutors proved beyond a reasonable doubt was a criminal enterprise. They are still inside the trap. That's the most powerful evidence of how effective the recruitment methods are and the system is. Not the testimony at trial, not the court filings, not the HBO documentaries. The fact that people who watched the builder of this system get sentenced to die in prison are still defending him right now. Years after the conviction, the psychological architecture Keith Raniere constructed is still functioning in the minds of people who went through it. If that doesn't demonstrate why the story matters beyond the headlines, not as entertainment, not as a spectacle, but as a warning about how human psychology can be exploited by someone who understands the levers, nothing will. Because the techniques Raniere used are not unique to Raniere. They are used right now in organizations that are still operating, still recruiting, still rewriting people's judgment, or rewiring it, one may say. One carefully designed step at a time. In our next episode, we're covering the fall, how Keith Raniere went from hiding in a closet in Mexico to a 120-year sentence. The arrest, the trial, the conviction, and every appeal he's filed trying to undo it. That's next. Press subscribe so you don't miss it. And give me your thoughts in the comment section and Substack and YouTube. We'll continue our conversation right there. Until next time, I'm Tony Bruschi. We will talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Bretsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretsky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for 10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.